skirted both rivers. How deep is it?
At least 10 feet already.
I tried guessing how high it could rise. The hills were deceptive. It was hard to tell. The plain was lower than the land beyond the hills, but not much. The water should not get more than 60 feet deep, but that would be enough to flood the city. Mogaba was in a fix. He had no way out, unless he built boats or rafts. Shadow Spinner would not have to waste a man to keep him tied up. Good gods, where did the Shadowlanders go? I had a bad feeling I had 1 foot in a bear trap. Narayan summoned a man on scout duty. He told us the Shadowlanders had pulled out in 2 forces, north and south, shortly after sunrise. I consulted maps in my head, told Narayan, "We have to run. Fast, or we'll be dead before noon. Get up here behind me. You, soldier, get up behind Ram and hang on. Are there other men out here?"
"A few, mistress."
"They'll have to look out for themselves. Let's go." We were a sight, I'm sure. Only one of us, a competent rider, and she so sick she had to stop twice to throw up. But we got back to camp before the hammer fell. Blade had them ready to march. Now I knew what he'd been up to with Swan and Mather. He had heard about the water and had sensed its significance. He awaited orders. "Send cavalry north and south to scout and harass."
"Done already. 200 men in each direction."
"Good. You're a natural." I'd already recalled, rejected, and re-examined a trick that had been played on my armies in the north. Hurry was essential. I could see what might be dust north of us. "Move the infantry into the hills. I want every horseman to cut brush and drag it behind, headed due east. Get messengers off to the skirmishers. I want contact kept as long as possible. Draw them eastward and keep leading them as long as they'll follow." The ruse would not work after dark, if it worked at all. Then Shadow Spinner's pet shadows would tell him he'd been taken, but that would be time enough to elude him. If he kept chasing me, Mogaba's men would escape. He would not want that. Blade wasted no time. Swan and Mather dashed around helping. Our differences would wait. A new sense of confidence and discipline was apparent as the troops moved into the hills. They trusted me and Blade to get them through this. The horsemen headed out, raising enough dust for a horde on the march. Blade, Swan, Mather, Narayan, and I watched from a low hill. "That will do it if he can be fooled at all," I said. "He'll see us just slipping out. Get excited. Try to nab us on the run." Swan raised crossed fingers to the sky. Blade asked,
"What's our next move?"
"Drift north through the hills."
"He's biting," Mather said.
Blade said,
"It occurs to me that, for speed's sake, he would have left behind anyone not in top condition."
I told him, "You are learning, and you're turning nasty."
"Nasty business."
"Yes. The rest of you understand?" Swan wanted it explained. Spinner would leave his injured and second-line troops behind so they wouldn't slow him down. They should be up where the north road enters the hills. We can take them by surprise. Narayan, send some scouts ahead. Narayan was pleased with me now. There was a lot of killing going on. There was promise of a real Year of the Skulls. Chapter 49. Smoke drifted into the darkness,